Father Braun asked me if I considered being a deacon. I says, okay, I'll think about it. So I went to a meeting, and for 2 years, I actually prayed about it. Even coming back from the lake on a weekend, I spent 2 hours by myself in a car and prayed about, Jesus, are you going to tell me not to do this? Please make a sign that you don't want me to be a deacon. Well, I figured no sign was a sign to do it. He didn't say yes. He didn't say no. He just let me do it. So I got in the program, and for about 7 years, I did formation and became ordained about 3 years ago. And it's been actually a wonderful trip, making us closer and closer to Jesus Christ. And we could never do this without him. And I got to be honest with you, when this radio station started in 2006, I believe, I started listening to it. And I learned a lot about my faith on this radio station. Mm-hmm. If it wasn't for this radio station, I wouldn't be sitting here today. And that is the honest truth.
Would you like to produce our local program, Real Presence Live? The Real Presence Radio Fargo office is seeking an enthusiastic and organized individual to plan and produce the local RPL program and assist with related programming tasks on a full-time basis. At least a 2-year associate's degree in communication, media, or related field is preferred. For a copy of this job description, contact me, Brandon Clark, at brandon@yourcatholicradiostation.com or call 877-795-0122.
If you felt God's call to serve the Church, FOCUS, the Fellowship of Catholic University Students, and the University of Mary have partnered to train you to do great things. The Church is desperate for well-trained development and fundraising professionals, so we've launched the Institute for Catholic Philanthropy. Earn a graduate certificate or a full MBA in Catholic philanthropy and train for a transformative career in service to the Church. Apply by March 1st at umary.edu/serve.
The Wanzek Family Foundation has proudly supported the mission of Real Presence Radio since 2004. With their help, we've been able to continue spreading Jesus Christ's message of hope throughout North Dakota, Minnesota, South Dakota, Wisconsin, and Wyoming. The Wanzek Family Foundation is dedicated to supporting Catholic initiatives and programs, like our weekly local show, Real Presence Live, heard on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, with the encores on Saturdays. Thank you to the Wanzek Family Foundation for being a part of this family of faith and hope.
You're listening to the RPR Network. Now, back to more Real Presence Live from Catholics at the Capitol in St. Paul, Minnesota.
We are indeed live. It's Michael Wilde, and I'm joined by my friend, Father Brian Cuiava. Good morning, Father. How are you?
Good morning, Michael. Dandy. Thank you. This nice sunshiny day. It's beautiful.
It is beautiful, and it's the sunshine through the window makes us nice and warm here.
That's
actually.
Right, yeah.
Real Presence Live, the special edition, is coming to you live from Catholics at the Capitol at the River Center in St. Paul, Minnesota. A wonderful day, wonderful conversations. It's great to be a part of this wonderful event. And as we continue conversations, Father, you said you left at 4 o'clock in the morning.
4 a.m.
How did you pay attention to what the temperature was like when you were leaving?
I didn't. I was barely awake.
Just shuffle on to the bus and head on down. Well, I think someone might be able to fill us in. Eli, can you tell us what the weather is like in the region?
I sure can, Michael. Thank you very much. Here's your regional weather update on the Real Presence Radio Network. In the Owatonna area, patchy fog, otherwise mostly sunny with a high near 16, wind chills down to about minus 11. Tonight, snow mainly after 1 a.m., temperature rising to about 18, and right now in Owatonna, it's minus 2. Around Hazleton, North Dakota, partly sunny and cold with a high near 10, wind chills down to about minus 25. Tonight, a slight chance of snow, mostly cloudy with a low around 3. And the current temperature is minus 13. For New Radic, North Dakota, sunny with a high near 14, and wind chills down to about minus 30. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around minus 4, and wind chills down to about minus 20. Right now, it's minus 10. For the Sturgis, South Dakota area, a chance of snow, mainly before noon, and cloudy with a high near 15. Tonight, a chance of snow, then cloudy, gradually becoming partly cloudy with a low around 1, and the current temperature is 7. And in the area around Silver Creek, Minnesota, sunny with a high near 21, and tonight, increasing clouds with a low around 7. Current temperature in Silver Creek is 10. That's your regional weather update on the Real Presence Radio Network. Michael?
Thank you very much, Eli, and thanks for buzzing through that weather so quickly.
You're welcome.
All right. So, you know, we are here at the Minnesota Catholic Conference, Catholics at the Capitol event, CatCap 2019. And that's a wonderful event, Father Brian, that we're able to be a part of this. We're at the River Center now. Folks will be going over to the Capitol later on. And it's just really good energy. And we've got a guest with us, actually, that is from South Dakota, from the South Dakota Catholic Conference.
Yeah, we welcome with us this morning Chris Motes. Chris, how are you doing today?
Doing very well. Thanks for having me on.
Great. Yeah, we sure appreciate you having you taking the time to be with us this morning, a few quick minutes just to talk about what's going on in South Dakota. So South Dakota, of course, different state than Minnesota, even as far as, you know, looking at the voting map and those kinds of things. Tell us a little bit how South Dakota is different from Minnesota between the parties and those kinds of things.
Well, for the parties, 105 legislators in our state legislature, 89 of those 105 are Republican. The remaining 16 are Democrats. So that'd be a significant difference right off the bat. Of course, as Catholics, you know, it's very easily cross party lines. We look more at particular issues rather than party platforms. But that's just an immediate difference in the makeup of elected government itself. You know, just the state as a whole. If you're sitting there in the Minnesota State Capitol, it's also important to note that you have more people within 10 miles of you right there than South Dakota has in its whole state.
Right.
So just the sheer difference in numbers is also, it kind of gives a different texture to our political culture. Mm. You know, our state capital, smack dab in the middle of the state, beautiful Pierre, South Dakota. Pierre is not a large town. The population centers for our state, Rapid City and Sioux Falls, on the west and east halves of the state, respectively, each about 3 hours from Pierre, which has 10 or 12,000 people. But it just kind of gives a different flavor to how our politics happen.
Yeah, no kidding. One thing I really appreciate about what you said is, you know, that as far as what we're looking for as Catholics isn't so much one political party or the other, but more so looking at how certain issues are going to play themselves out between the political parties and, you know, what laws are being passed by our legislators and those kinds of things. One, of course, you know, that we kind of put at the forefront of everything, although it's not the only, but certainly at the forefront as we look at issues that where life is discussed. We are a very pro-life people as Catholic Christians. And so South Dakota, of course, traditionally is a very pro-life state. So can you just tell us a little bit about how, you know, that trend of being pro-life in South Dakota is sort of playing itself out?
Yeah, I sure can. There's a great history of strong pro-life legislation in South Dakota. There are some citizen groups that have just worked really hard to build coalitions and put forth very reasonable measured legislation that works towards the goal of overturning Roe versus Wade, that great blight in our land. And this year, the 2019 session is no exception from that history, seeing a number of bills that keep taking measured steps towards that ultimate goal. The Catholic Conference is proud here in South Dakota to support a number of those bills dealing with kind of a variety of different facets of that issue.
Yeah, one of those ways that you're looking at that, Chris, is with Simon's Law. Can you tell us a little bit about that law?
Yeah, so Simon's Law comes from a case down in Kansas. A young baby, Simon Dominic Crozier, was born. He had trisomy 18, which, he wasn't perfectly healthy. He had a heart, he had lungs, he was a little baby, but his DNA wasn't perfect. That didn't mean that his parents didn't love him. They were, as most parents can attest at the birth of any child, they were overwhelmed with joy at Simon's birth. What happened was Simon's doctor put a do not resuscitate order in his medical file without his parents' knowledge or consent. The physician didn't speak with him about it. He didn't ask their permission. Wow. He didn't counsel them on a path forward. He just kind of did it. And so Simon's Law in South Dakota would prevent a physician from doing that. Simon's Law is gaining traction in various places, and it just because of, you know, as a regulation in the medical profession, it's a bit nuanced and it's got different technical details in different places. But in South Dakota, the Catholic Conference saw this as really a positive step towards protecting children that were medically imperfect, if we can put it like that, and just honoring and recognizing that they have dignity and that their parents love them and that their parents are the best ones to make decisions about their medical care in consultation with a doctor. A doctor shouldn't make unilateral decisions without a parent's involvement.
Absolutely. The dignity of every human person. This is the calling card of Catholics across the world, or at least it ought to be, lifting up every person, whether they are as small as a little baby or as a very old person or anywhere in between, whether they're Christian or non-Christian, whatever it is, we want to lift people up as having dignity. And this is especially the case for us to care for the most vulnerable in our society, which especially includes the unborn or the recently born, the very young. We want to thank you, brothers and sisters, for tuning in to Real Presence Live. My name is Father Brian Cuiava. I'm here with Michael Wild. We are on the phone this morning with Chris Motes of the South Dakota Catholic Conference. We're talking right now about just different pro-life bills that are being passed or being worked on within the Catholic Conference in South Dakota, but also just within the South Dakota legislature at this time. Chris, talk a little bit more about different laws, or are there any other laws that are being looked at to protect mothers, to protect unborn children, that might criminalize any sort of threats to the mother? You know, doctors a lot of times will try to force an abortion, or they'll, you know, they'll really, you know, pressure moms into having abortions. Is there anything going on with that?
Yeah, we've got another bill. It's House Bill 1193. It's working its way through right now. I expect it to be successful. It would criminalize threat made against a woman to force an abortion. Now, of course, currently under our law, we have fetal homicide, the direct unlawful killing of an unborn child, but it's a bit of a loophole in the sense that there's nothing that would criminalize a threat of murder, a threat of assault or kidnapping made against a pregnant mother for the purpose of forcing an abortion. You know, you'd kind of think, I've gotten a lot of questions from people, golly, why isn't that already illegal? And the only thing I can reason is that it's just a bit of a loophole. And we really do need to close it up. One of the big backers of this bill is actually a coalition of folks that are opposing human trafficking. This is something that comes up in the trafficking context, where a trafficker will make these threats against a woman. And this just, we really see it as common sense legislation that protects pregnant mothers and is further protection for children in the womb.
Yeah, amen. That trafficking, wow. It's, you know, I heard a statistic somewhat recently that there are more human slaves today than there have been in the history of the world. Which includes human trafficking, you know, especially sex trafficking and those kinds of things, but also just people being held against their will through, you know, work slavery or, you know, labor things. And so, yeah, I think this especially, it's a loophole, like you mentioned, that we, you know, that you, I guess, as a South Dakota Catholic Conference member, it's good for you to work on so that, again, you can continue to promote the dignity of every human life. What do you think are some challenges that are, you know, even though South Dakota has traditionally been very pro-life, what are some challenges maybe that are approaching the religious liberty of people in South Dakota? You know, what's maybe creeping into the minds even of, you know, some more conservative people or more religiously minded people?
Sure. Well, we have sometimes we have a bit of relativism that creeps in. And this is really insidious. It can lead us, even as Catholics, to say, well, you know, I go to church on Sunday and I've got a prayer life, but who am I to actually suggest that what I hold to be true is true for anybody else?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And there's a very famous court case. One of our Supreme Court justices wrote that at the heart of liberty is the right to define one's own existence, one's own concept of existence, of meaning, of the universe, of the mystery of human life. And this idea, it can kind of creep in. Yeah, like everybody gets to decide for themselves what the meaning of existence is. That of course, for those who may recall, that's 1992 Planned Parenthood versus Casey, Justice Kennedy writing in a famous case that upheld the Roe versus Wade abortion jurisprudence, and it's, I don't know how else to describe it. It's hogwash. It's not true. And, you know, and sometimes it's easy for us to think in terms of conservative versus liberal. Those aren't terms that are found within Catholic magisterium. We really ought to be thinking in terms of truth and error, right and wrong. And,
yes.
And the reality is that we receive meaning from the order of the created universe, that it precedes us. We don't make it up in our own mind. So, you know, this idea, this relativism, it really does creep into even a lot of our political discourse. And I think we as Catholics would be well advised to resist that.
Right, of course. It even goes against that famous line from Jesus where he says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." You know, it's that he's not a truth, he's not a way, he's not a life, but he is the way, the truth, and the life. And so, of course, this idea of relativism of, you know, like the you do you culture, or your truth is your truth and my truth is my truth, that it just totally opposes everything that Christians have always believed of what's found in the gospel and what's found in the tradition of the way Christians have lived. Absolutely. So just real quick, Chris, you know, in these last, you know, 30 seconds that we have together, what's one thing that Catholics in South Dakota can do as they try to make a difference in the way their legislature is creating in laws?
Well, just to understand that to be a Catholic is not a personal private affair. It's got broad implications for the public order, and we have obligations to live our faith in the public arena. If people want to learn more about the South Dakota Catholic Conference, to stay in touch and get involved, they can visit sdcatholicconference.org.
Excellent. Chris Motes, wonderful conversation with you. You do wonderful work. And folks, again, that is SD for South Dakota, CatholicConference.org. So go ahead and check out that website and find out all the issues that are coming up. We will continue on this conversation. Thank you very much, Chris Motes of the South Dakota Catholic Conference, for being with us. Father Brian, we're moving right along. And as Real Presence Live continues, it's time for another quick break. But when we return, we've got your first chance at the 10-minute tour.
The 10-minute tour. I've heard all about it. I'm excited to give it a shot.
Well, we'll let everybody hear about all the stuff that's happening all around the listening area right here on your Real Presence Radio Network on Real Presence Live, coming up after the break.
Local, engaging, and live from Catholics at the Capitol in St. Paul, Minnesota. That's Real Presence Live on the Real Presence Radio Network.
When you learn the truth, the more you learn, the more you're able to fall in love, and the more you're able to accept that love back, and the more your life is transformed. And Catholic radio really can help deepen that relationship you have with Christ. You can begin to know him as a God, but above all as a person, and a person who loves you. He's true God, and he's true man, and he knows all about you, and he is with you in every possible situation, no matter how trying, no matter how challenging, no matter how difficult. He's there with you. He suffers it. He experiences it, and he invites you to be with him. And when you pray and when you meditate on him, it's not like it's 2,000 years ago. He is aware that you're with him. He knows no time. So the divine part of Christ is definitely aware that you are there praying. And through Catholic radio, you can learn more and more about that relationship and how close he is to you and what he is trying to share with you and how you can share with him and how intimate that is.
Mayo Pharmacy in Bismarck is a faith-based pharmacy committed to delivering a high level of care. We're pro-life and pro-family, so we respect all human dignity while providing for your individual needs. We have Catholic gifts for all ages, from Mystic Monk coffee to cards and crucifixes. Plus, we offer clinical services, including immunizations and individualized medication packaging. Mayo Pharmacy is located at 303 North 4th Street in Bismarck. Our number is 701-223-2424.
Hello, I'm Linda Baldwin with the Mustard Seed Catholic Store here in Sioux Falls. We are now open 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Friday and 9 to 5 on Saturdays. We're located at 3709 South Grange, just west of Costco. We stock Catholic books, artwork, saint medals, rosaries, Bibles, parish supplies, plus Mystic Monk coffee and gifts for those special occasions like baptisms, First Communion, and confirmation. I look forward to your visit to the Mustard Seed Catholic Store here in Sioux Falls.
People think A&B is in the copier business, but we're not. We are in the people business. Whether it's coffee and water, managed print services, document management, or our newest additions of promo gear and managed IT services, we've got you covered. At A&B, we're number two, because our customers are number one. We can be reached at 1-800-477-2425 or online at abbusiness.com.
This is Real Presence Live at Catholics at the Capitol, a day of prayer and advocacy at the Minnesota State Capitol, brought to you by the Minnesota Catholic Conference. If you're at the event, come visit us at our booth at the River Center. Now, back to our hosts.
Are indeed live. Welcome back to Real Presence Live. It's Michael Wilde, joined here by Father Brian Cuiava.
Good morning.
Father Brian is taking his first stab at being a co-host on Real Presence Live, and let me tell you, you are killing it.
Wow, what a gift. What a gift.
You're the gift, sir. It's just wonderful to have all these conversations about the different things that are going on. Yes, we are here at the State Capitol of St. Paul, or State Capitol of Minnesota in St. Paul, and we'll be over at the Capitol a little bit later. Later on, but we heard some from South Dakota folks, and one of the great things about Real Presence Radio is we get to hear a little bit about what's going on all over the place.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So you better buckle up your seatbelt.
Oh man, is it time?
It is time. We are ready to hit the road, and I believe we've got Jody on the phone with us from Moorhead, Minnesota. Good morning, Jody. How are you?
I am great. Good morning. So nice to be here.
Well, tell us what you've got going on there at St. Joe's.
Well, this week, it's freezing cold outside, and we are having our annual soup and pie supper on Thursday night. It's put on by the Catholic Daughters of America, our court, St. Mary, in Moorhead. And we have a variety of soup and baked homemade popovers from the ladies that will be baking them up that day. So we're looking very forward to it. The event starts at 4:30 to 6:30 this Thursday night, and I hear it's going to be cold, so it's a perfect supper for everybody to come out and bring the whole family. $8
soup.
For adults. Yeah, soup, and it's there's like 8 different kinds of soup. There's the traditional chicken noodle soup, all the way up to some newer ideas for soup. So I say come out and see us.
Yes.
And it's not just the soup, because you've also got the pie afterward, right?
Well, yes. And the pies are, there's a variety of pies that are donated by the Catholic Daughters. So they're, most of them are homemade, I think, and very delicious. So that's also something to look forward to.
I can tell you
I say bring the whole family.
Bring the kids,
the grandparents.
This is a great event. I can tell you from experience, filling myself up with these delicious things.
You know, Father Brian and I both got to be a part of St. Joe's community for a while. So I've enjoyed some soup suppers over there as well in Moorhead. That is this Thursday, February 21st, from 4:30 to 6:30. Anything else we need to know about it, Jody?
Well, St. Joseph's is right by Hornbacher's downtown. Come in. It's the doors right across the street from Hornbacher's, if that helps. So,
all right. Perfect.
Thank you so much for talking about this. And Father Brian, you're doing a great job.
Thanks, Jody. Good to hear from you.
Thanks. Very good. Moving
right along, switching states to South Dakota, going back to South Dakota, Rapid City. They have the Knights of Columbus Pancake Breakfast.
More food.
Man, Knights of Columbus, I was thinking about this on my way down. I don't know how many pancakes the Knights of Columbus have made in the history of the Knights of Columbus, but it's got to be up in the quadrillions or something like that. This enormous amount of pancakes. They do such a great job serving their parishes and their local community. And then, all the proceeds, it goes out into the community in some way. So anyways, the Knights of Columbus at St. Therese Parish in Rapid City, they host this delicious meal every second Sunday morning of every month from 8:30 a.m. until 10:30. That's St. Therese Parish in Rapid City. And this time around, all the proceeds benefit local children's charities. So, brothers and sisters, go and get your pancakes. And as you do so, you get a chance to support your local community, especially local children's charities. Again, like I said, these breakfasts go on for the next couple months, so please check them out if you're in this Rapid City area. St. Therese Parish in Rapid City, the second Sunday morning of every month from 8:30 to 10:30. The Knights of Columbus are awesome.
Outstanding. You know, some men are doing some other great things on the other side of our listening area. Father Brian, we've got the 2019 Men of Faith, Men Bearing Witness, the Catholic Men's Conference in the Diocese of Duluth. It's a really wonderful conference that they've got going on there. The conference is scheduled for Saturday, March 9th at Marshall School in Duluth. And joining us as a presenter for this event is going to be Paul George. He's the author of Rethinking Happiness, Dare to Embrace God and Experience True Joy. What a wonderful title for a book, and he's really, we had the pleasure of having him on Real Presence Live not long ago. Paul hosts a weekly national radio show called The Paul George Show, of course, aptly named after himself. and so Paul George will be there, and come and learn. Again, that's the Duluth 2019 Men of Faith, Men Bearing Witness event, and you can find out more at DuluthCatholicMen.org.
Next, we're going to go just down the road to Cloquet, Minnesota, and talk to Jenna Lee. Let's hear what Jenna Lee's got going on in Cloquet.
Hello.
There we go.
Hello. How are you?
I am good. How are you?
Wonderful. Tell us about what you've got going on there for Mardi Gras.
Yeah, so Saturday, March 2nd is the annual Mardi Gras party at Queen of Peace School. For $25, you have to be 21 or older. You get complimentary food and beverages. There's music and dancing. There's all kinds of prizes. Silent auctions. There's a few boards. One of the good boards is a $1,000 cash board. And then there's an inflatable paddle board. There's going to be Roombas. There's three different raffles. One is for a Bluetooth electric smoker and B&B Leaf. There's two kayaks, a paddle.
Wait. I have to stop you. A Bluetooth smoker?
Yeah.
Wow. All right. Everything's got digitalized. Keep on going. What else do we got? This sounds like a great event.
Yes. And then there's also a raffle for a Greek island trip. And that comes with a $500 travel voucher. So even if you can't make it to the Greek islands, you can use that $500 travel voucher. There's also going to be a fishing trip with Father Fish. Then there's king cakes. I mean, it's a fun event. This is going to be my third year going, and never disappointment. I mean, the silent auctions, there's three different rooms full of silent auction stuff, and it's just amazing stuff that's donated.
Yeah, that's one of the things about these great events is you're supporting your parish and you're also having a great time before Lent. Great. Thanks for sharing with us, Jenna Lee.
QueenofPeaceSchool.org for details. QueenofPeaceSchool.org. And I think you got to be 21 or older to attend. Well, we've got another event that is the Financial Peace University, and that's going to be happening at in Bismarck. Did you know that 76% of Americans live paycheck to paycheck? Or 64% of Americans can't cover $1,000 in an emergency? This doesn't have to be true for you. All you need is a practical plan for your money, and Financial Peace University is that plan. In 9 easy-to-follow lessons, you'll learn how to get out of debt, create a budget, make wise spending decisions, save for the future, and so very much more. There's just tons of information at the when you participate in this event with the Financial Peace University, and so we encourage you to sign up to be a part of that, and that is happening in Bismarck, and it's something that we found that you will be able to find on their webpage. The details. Oh, there we go. It's at St. Mary's Parish Family on Broadway in Bismarck, and it's going to be on Thursday evenings. 6:30 to 8 p.m. starting March 6th. Now, one thing I'll say about this, this is Dave Ramsey, right? Dave Ramsey is the person who created Financial Peace University. And if you haven't heard about it, he's got radio shows and all different ways that you can find out about this and be enforced by it. I know many folks that have been through this and really loved it. It's Christian-based in nature, and it begins, I think we've got a correction here. It looks like it'll be starting March 7th. But it's Thursdays, 6:30 to 8 p.m., starting March 7th. Thank you, Father Brian Cuiava, for catching that. Classes will meet every Thursday for 9 weeks, and child care is available. So important. For information, contact Diane, 701-223-5562. 701-223-5562 for that event.
And that wraps up today's 10-minute tour, which is featured, as it turns out, every time we have Real Presence Live. So if you're interested in having any events featured around the tri-state area, please call Brandon at 877-795-0122. Brandon, a very friendly guy. He'll be happy to talk to you and feature your events. Again, 877-795-0122. Michael, what do we got next?
Buddy, it's time for a break, Father. We're going to step away, and we'll be back for Real Presence Live at Catholics at the Capitol. But up next, we do have to talk to a diocesan legislative liaison from the Equality State. Do you know what state that is? Equality State?
No.
We'll find out. And later, the Peace Garden State will ring in on this special edition of Real Presence Live, coming to you from Catholics at the Capitol. Stick with us right here on Real Presence Radio Network.
It seems like such a simple thing, but it's taking, you know, the message, it's taking the church outside the walls, the building. And we don't get outside the wall of the building very often. And so this morning, it's pouring rain, and I'm driving to my workout this morning. But I turn on the radio, and there it is. And there's a message, there's a prayer. It's so inspiring, and it gets my day started in the right way. And as we know, it's a continual decision to say yes. And so Catholic radio, don't underestimate it. I'm a little bit of a convert to it. It was Bishop Swain who really said, experience the power and impact of Catholic radio ministry in the Diocese of Madison, where he came from. We did not have it here. And it was his encouragement. And it's not easy. It's tough sledding. But it was always keep the faith because of the impact. You know, the listeners that were touched by it. And we know that the few who took the time are able to communicate it to where I heard the message. There's so many others, you know, who are impacted by it.
Would you like to produce our local program, Real Presence Live? The Real Presence Radio Fargo office is seeking an enthusiastic and organized individual to plan and produce the local RPL program and assist with related programming tasks on a full-time basis. At least a 2-year associate's degree in communication, media, or related field is preferred. For a copy of this job description, contact me, Brandon Clark, at brandon@yourcatholicradiostation.com or call 877-795-0122.
People think A&B is in the copier business, but we're not. We are in the people business. Whether it's coffee and water, managed print services, document management, or our newest additions of promo gear and managed IT services, we've got you covered. At A&B, we're number 2, because our customers are number 1. We can be reached at 1-800-477-2425 or online at abbusiness.com.
We all appreciate the comforting things in life. Great food, laughter, celebrating Mass together, and friendships. Here at Riverview, we have all those things and more. Hi, I'm Carrie Dew, Executive Director. With senior independent living apartments and our Crosshaven neighborhood for those seniors who need a little more assistance, it is the sense of community here that makes Riverview home to all of us. Contact me, Carrie Dew, or Kelly Brecky for a tour at 701-237-4700 or online at homeishere.org.
Hi everyone, Steve Sponskowski here, Executive Director for the RPR Network, inviting you on the Real Presence Radio Northern California Mission Pilgrimage, April 4th through 9th, 2019. We will visit some of the missions of St. Junipero Serra, the wine country of the Sonoma Valley, and sites of San Francisco. We'll be staying at a beautiful retreat center with easy day trips to the sites. Cost based on double occupancy is $1,936, or if you want to get your own flight, it's $1,358. For more information, please call 877-795-0122.
You're listening to Real Presence Live, coming to you from Catholics at the Capitol in St. Paul, Minnesota. If you're attending, stop by and see us at our booth at the River Center. You can also join the conversation on our Facebook page, and be sure to like us for more great Catholic content. Now, back to the show.
Good morning, everyone. We are back with Real Presence Live. My name is Father Brian Cuiava. I am here with Michael Wild, the consistent and excellent host of this session of Real Presence Live. I'm just here joining him. We're joined this morning by Deacon Mike Lehman. He's with us on the phone all the way from the Equality State, which I just learned is Wyoming. So what a gift to have technology that carries us all the way across several states. Deacon Mike, how are you this morning?
I'm well, Father Brian. Good morning, and good morning, Michael. Thank you for having me on. Doing well this morning.
Oh, man, it's great. So explain to us a little bit, Deacon Mike, your role. So you, as I understand it, you serve as the liaison for the diocese, which Wyoming is all one diocese. You serve as the liaison, so basically for the Diocese of Wyoming and the legislature of Wyoming. What in the world does that mean?
Yeah, that's a good question. Basically, in a nutshell, my job working for the diocese is to kind of highlight those Catholic principles and to shine a light on the dignity of the human persons that are being affected or disaffected by current policy. And so I do that obviously at the legislature, but also to help inform Catholics around the state as to why we may take a position on a certain piece of legislation. So that's kind of it in a nutshell. It's more of an inviting sort of process. And helping people see why we take a position on certain things. So.
Love it. All right, now, as I understand it, there's a couple of bigger priority things that you're kind of working on. Again, dealing with the dignity of human life. So could you talk about a couple of those two bigger priorities, just explain them, and then where they're at as far as the legislature goes?
Yeah, so obviously the church is interested in all things policy related because they affect people, and but like everything else, you kind of have to find priorities. And two of our big priorities this year were life-related and kind of spanned across the aisle. One was a 48-hour abortion waiting period, which would have required a woman who had contacted an abortion provider to wait 48 hours before the procedure actually took place to allow time to be able to think about that. The current statute of requires a provider to inform her that she has the right to see an ultrasound and, if audible, listen to the heartbeat of the child. And so that time period was hoping to design a little bit of time to reflect on that. And I think there's like 27, 29 states that already have similar waiting periods. Unfortunately, that bill, it passed the House and then was assigned to a committee on the Senate side. And unfortunately, the chairman of that committee is not going to allow debate. So tomorrow it will be, will have died on the table, basically. Mm. And so that's kind of unfortunate. And then our death penalty repeal, you know, spans across the other side of the aisle, kind of, and was something that we actually got past the House this year, which was farther, I understand, than it's ever made. It actually passed one of the chambers. Made it out of the other side, the Senate committee, unanimously, and then actually died in first reading. We lost it by four votes on the Senate side. Mm. So a little bit bummed that two of our big life-related priorities didn't make it, but the debate and the discussion around both of those issues was good, and I think kind of highlights some of the our principles and why they're important to us.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the death penalty especially. So I think everyone in the whole world knows that Catholics are opposed to abortion. Mm-hmm. And so we want to do everything we can to, you know, prevent abortions and provide women the opportunity to really consider the action that, that they're contemplating doing. And so, you know, this 48-hour abortion waiting period, it just seems like such a natural fit for what we're looking for as Catholics. I think maybe a lesser-known thing about the death penalty is that Catholics are actually, I mean, opposed to the death penalty as well, because we do believe that every human person has dignity because they have a soul that's made in the image and likeness of God. And so for us, no matter what a person has done in their past, whether they've done such horrible crimes that we couldn't imagine living beside them, we still, at the same time, couldn't imagine putting an end to their life. And so this idea of having a death penalty repealed, just, do you want to talk a little bit more about that? What your hopes and dreams are for that, or you know, anything about it?
Yeah, I mean, it's just really interesting having these two priorities. I mean, obviously, you know, that ultrasound bill that we got passed a couple of years ago was so huge because, I mean, ultimately what that did was give us a picture, right, of mm-hmm. that human dignity that is being affected by current policy. In the same way, the death penalty, you know, we had a couple of death row exonerees come out, and you know, because we know wherever humans are involved, there's going to be mistakes made. And mm-hmm. Here's two people that came out of, and I understand the number now is like 160-some folks around the U.S. that have been exonerated, found innocent of a crime they were committed and served time on death row. And so here we are submitting, you know, notes to legislators. Please come back out and visit with us a little bit about the death penalty and meet people, you know, that almost died because of this policy. And mm-hmm. you could just get a feeling, especially on the Senate side, when some folks weren't wanting to come out. Because it's tough to look a guy in the eye and tell him you support a policy that almost killed him, you know, and, right. and many other innocent people. And yet, you know, it's part of the conversation. It all happens in God's time. But it has allowed some great conversation and what we really mean when we speak about conception to natural death. So it's been a great opportunity for education. But I'll tell you, last week when both of those bills were essentially done for the year, I had to go regroup a little bit and get back into prayer because it was like, oh no, you know. But so
well, we pray so for important. That great gift of perseverance from the Lord. You know, to persevere yeah. in the midst of trial and suffering.
So, Deacon Mike, thank you so much for your work. We do have, people can find more information at legislative.dioceseofcheyenne.org. And unfortunately, we've got to move on here, but thank you again, Deacon Mike Lehman from the Diocese of Cheyenne, Wyoming, and for the state of Wyoming doing all that you do. Thanks for being with
us. Sure. Thank you both very much. God bless you.
God bless you.
Again, that's legislative.dioceseofcheyenne.org. And, you know, we've unfortunately got to move on and take one more break this morning, but you'll want to stay with us because when we return here from Catholics at the Capitol, even if you're listening on the podcast or Real Presence Radio Network app or the rebroadcast, we'll dive into the highlights of the North Dakota legislative session and what's happening there right now. Stick with us.
Local, engaging, and live from Catholics at the Capitol in St. Paul, Minnesota. That's Real Presence Live on the Real Presence Radio Network.
One of my favorite sacraments, or one of my favorite things to do as a priest, is to hear confessions to help people repent of their sins and to absolve them of their sins, actually, in the name of Jesus Christ. It's such a powerful, powerful gift that the Lord has given to us, right? We have this natural tendency to turn away from Him, to rebel against Him, to pit ourselves against Him as though He's just trying to limit our freedom. And so naturally we sin, we offend Him. But what the Sacrament of Reconciliation does for us is it provides an opportunity for us in humility to lower ourselves, to go to Him and to acknowledge that we have failed, that we have offended Him, that we have caused harm to Him, and to repent and say, Jesus, I'm repenting of this. I'm turning away from it and I'm giving my heart back to you. It's such a beautiful gift. And He, of course, receives us with open arms. And He's so grateful. In forgiving our sins, He actually brings us back to the state we were in when we were baptized, making us living saints, once again, pure and unblemished before Him, ready to receive eternal life.
France, an enchanting country known for its elegance and richness and an incredible Catholic history spanning centuries, set out to explore this history on the Saints and Sanctuaries of Catholic France pilgrimage, October 10th through the 20th, 2019, with spiritual director Father Chuck Huck. You'll have a chance to pray at St. Catherine of Labouret Church in Paris, explore the Basilica of St. Thérèse of Lisieux, spend 2 days in Lourdes, plus so much more. To reserve your seat, visit worldstrides.com/register. Trip number 166594.
If you felt God's call to serve the Church, FOCUS, the Fellowship of Catholic University Students, and the University of Mary have partnered to train you to do great things. The Church is desperate for well-trained development and fundraising professionals, so we've launched the Institute for Catholic Philanthropy. Earn a graduate certificate or a full MBA in Catholic philanthropy and train for a transformative career in service to the Church. Apply by March 1st at umary.edu/serve.
The Wanzek Family Foundation has proudly supported the mission of Real Presence Radio since 2004. With their help, we've been able to continue spreading Jesus Christ's message of hope throughout North Dakota, Minnesota, South Dakota, Wisconsin, and Wyoming. The Wanzek Family Foundation is dedicated to supporting Catholic initiatives and programs, like our weekly local show, Real Presence Live, heard on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, with the encores on Saturdays. Thank you to the Wanzek Family Foundation for being a part of this family of faith and hope.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome back to Real Presence Live. My name is Father Brian Cuiava, here with Michael Wild, and we are on the air live from the Minnesota State Capitol. Not quite the Capitol building, but we are here from St. Paul, Minnesota. We are moving over to the Capitol building with Catholics at the Capitol, the annual event held by the Minnesota Catholic Conference. We are moving around the area talking not just about Minnesota politics, but also about politics in South Dakota. We just got off the phone with Deacon Mike in Wyoming, and now we're moving to Chris Dodson, who is a member of the North Dakota Catholic Conference, just talking to us about how we can communicate with legislators and encourage us to be more active in the public sphere. Chris, how are you doing this morning?
I'm just fine. I'm sorry that I missed Deacon Mike.
Oh, man, that's great.
I was listening to our House of Representatives floor session as they're
That's a pretty
bills right now.
Pretty worthy cause, I suppose. You can always go back and listen to the podcast, which is stored and kept on your Real Presence Radio or your Catholic radio.
YourCatholicRadioStation.com.
You're right. There we go. Michael's got it down. So you can always
listen to it later on.
Yeah. great. All right. So talk to us. So you just said you were listening to your House representatives or whatever in North Dakota. Talk to us about that. What's going on this session? What's important for us as Catholics to know, especially North Dakota Catholics to know?
We are very busy here. We are hitting that point where all the bills in one chamber have to be done and head to the other chamber. You know, what's unique from North Dakota from all the other states and the listening area is that every bill that's introduced goes all the way to a floor vote. So they plow through a lot of bills, and we've been dealing with a couple of sexual orientation bills, defeated those. We got pro-life bills. We have some bills to try to, well, we got to keep some guns out of churches against the bishop's wishes. We have a Sunday closing law that they're trying to repeal. We have some tax credits for school kids, or parents for attend their kids to Catholic schools. So we have a number of things on the plate still. A lot of bills are being defeated. Yay! But a lot of bad bills.
Sure.
I'm going through right now to try to figure out what the second half of the session is going to look like after the next few days here, because they are going through, 30 bills a day easily here.
Wow.
That's a lot. That's a lot. So talk about that. So you talked about the second half of the session. There's a crossover time. What does that look like? Is it an important time? Just share a little bit about it.
Well, then we start the hearings all over again on the bills that made it through the first chamber. I know that we have, we're going to have the two abortion bills coming up. One is a requirement that women be told about the possibility of a medical abortion reversal, if they take an abortion pill reversal. And the other one is a dismemberment ban, like we're seeing in some of the other states. So those will be coming up. the bill to repeal the state's Sunday closing law will be coming up. An important bill is going to be crossing over also on free speech rights, especially for like pro-life groups and religious groups on the state university campuses. So we need to get more involved in that one. So and there's still bills in the next few days. We still got to see what happens to them, such as one that the Catholic Conference opposes that would allow the use of deadly force when it's not needed, that you could shoot somebody intentionally even when it's not needed for safety.
Interesting.
So it's going to be a busy few days.
We're talking with Chris Dodson of the North Dakota Catholic Conference this hour, or this segment. And Chris, you're joining us here on Real Presence Live, live from St. Paul, from the River Center. And we are going to be heading over, and we're really trying to be advocates and become informed about our Catholic faith and how that affects our political realm and how it has to shape what we do politically. I also noticed your webpage, ndcatholic.org. That's ND for North Dakota Catholic.org. You've got something on there. You'd mentioned to us, Chris, about the gender issues, and one of your things that you shared out, that was shared out through your page, boy, girl, or they be. What's going on with the gender issues in North Dakota?
We had two bills this session. One was a sexual orientation bill, and the other one was sexual orientation and gender. Their scope was a little different from each other. One did not affect businesses, the other did. They were terrible bills. Both were defeated rather handily. I'm just going through the numbers. One was voted on yesterday. And I think the margin against those bills is growing each session. The people who introduce these bills aren't serious. They don't try to put religious exemptions in. They know they're going to lose. They use it for political purposes, and then they want to use it as a weapon if they ever do get it passed to go after churches and businesses. That's becoming clearer each time they come up and testify or get on our Facebook page and so on. But the good thing is both of those bills are dead. So we're done with that issue for this legislative session in North Dakota.
Okay, and I'm just curious. I saw a friend of mine, Aaron Rundigan, was on Fox News talking about a Bible in the classroom program. Did anything come of that effort? Are you aware of that?
Yeah, that's one of those bills. That's one of those bills that you know people read about, but they don't really know about. That bill would have required all schools in the state to teach the Bible. And it didn't specify Bible as history, Bible as literature, whatever. And so it was unconstitutional from the beginning. You can't, in a public school, have the Bible taught as religion. The bigger problem for us for that bill was, and people didn't know about this, is that it told the non-public schools that they had to teach the Bible. Look, every Catholic school teaches the Bible, but we don't need the state telling us which Bible or what to teach, for that matter.
Sure.
If the government can tell the Catholic schools you have to teach the Bible, well, the government can then tell the Catholic schools you have to teach L. Ron Hubbard's Dianetics, you have to teach the Quran, you have to teach the Satanic Bible, you have to teach, the Secular Humanism Manifestos. It was a poorly drafted bill. We did not support it. We didn't oppose it. We didn't need to because it was pretty much going nowhere.
Sure.
But that's one of those things people read and say, hey, that sounds great. No, laws are about words, not ideas.
And I think that's what the bill. This day is all about, really, is for all of us to become educated, because it's not just about talking points so much as it is about the depth of what is going on in our legislators in North Dakota, in Minnesota, South Dakota, Wyoming, everywhere that you are, and anywhere, anyone who's listening across the country. We have to know the depth of the issue and why something might be of concern or why something may or may not be supported in our faith. So we appreciate it.
But you got to start with your faith. It's not just about going in and understanding a bill. You need to be informed in your faith and prayerfully look and then take that next action to learn about the bill, about legislation, and inform yourself. But you got to start with your faith, always.
So how do we let our Catholic voice be heard in North Dakota?
Well, luckily we have a very open citizen legislature, so everybody can get involved rather easily. The problem, the challenge here is that we move so fast with all these bills. The best thing to do is to sign up for our Legislative Action Network. That's, as you mentioned, ndcatholic.org, and especially go to our Facebook page, because things happen so fast that that's the best way to get up-to-date information is the North Dakota Catholic Conference Facebook page.
Okay, so go to Facebook and look up the North Dakota Catholic Conference and follow that, because that's going to be the quickest way that you're getting the up-to-date information. But ndcatholic.org also has some of those details that you can find there. Anything else that you'd like us to know this morning, Chris?
Hey, pray for our legislators. They do very hard work. They're good people, whether we disagree with their positions or not. And especially the citizen legislators, you know, in the other smaller states, you know, they're leaving home, they're working a lot, and I tell you, a lot of them are sick, so pray for their health. We've had a lot of illnesses with legislators. So pray for their health, pray for spiritual guidance for them, and, you know, pray for wisdom from the Holy Spirit for them.
Amen. Well, we will definitely do that. Chris Dodson, thank you for joining us from the North Dakota Catholic Conference and being a part of this wonderful show on Real Presence Live, talking about the important issues. God bless you in your work, and continue to have great success.
Well, thanks for having me. Have a great day there.
Glad to. Father, this is such a joy to have these conversations and to hear these folks. And it's interesting to hear how quickly he corrected me. He said the most important thing is that we're rooted in our faith first.
I love it.
It's
just
like,
showed you up, Mike.
That's right. That's right. It's not about advocating so much as we know our faith first and live our faith out. And that's the best way. And like we said earlier, friendship, that's what it's all about.
Amen.
Being directed and guided in the right way. So such a wonderful thing. And this has been a great joy having you as a co-host this morning.
It's been a great time, Michael. I appreciate you welcoming me on and allowing me to share the stage with you.
Hey, my pleasure. And I really hope that folks can stick with us, because we have continued covered today of from Catholics at the Capitol. So you want to stick in for our programming that begins at 1 o'clock again. Eli, do you still have a little wrap-up for us?
Yeah, I sure do, Michael. I've got some stuff to tell you about what's coming up on our next show tomorrow morning from 9 to 11 a.m. Central, hosted by Heather Carroll and Father Tim Smith. That's our next Real Presence Live. You know, have you ever been involved in the occult or New Age practices? Some people have. And the
Thankfully
Diocese
not.
Of New Ulm has a prayer team specifically trained to help you find healing in those areas of your life where you've been wounded, and to lead you to experience spiritual healing, peace, and freedom. When we speak about the dignity of human life, does that include a special dignity for women? That's what we'll find out as we visit with Sister Mary Immaculata of the School Sisters of Christ the King from Lincoln, Nebraska, about the joy and vocation of being a woman. And we all could use a little more hope. Catholic Family Services of Eastern South Dakota is offering just that, a gift of hope. Tune in to hear details about this gift, and be sure to call in for your chance to win tickets to this exciting event featuring a special musical artist. That and a whole lot more coming up tomorrow morning on Real Presence Live. And of course, don't forget about our next Catholics at the Capitol broadcast from 1 to 3 this afternoon, and that will also be on Facebook Live as well. Michael?
And we do have a little update on that. It'll be Father Leffer hosting that show tomorrow from Grand Forks. So not Heather and Father Smith. So Father Leffer. I think Heather's on for later this week. But there's so much. There's always something happening here. Father Brian, can you close us in a prayer as we think about the importance of this day?
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.
Amen.
Lord God, we thank you for the great gift of creating us to be men and women in community with others. Thank you for the great privilege of being able to work in your vineyard for your kingdom and with the grace of the Holy Spirit. We ask that you would allow our voices to truly be heard, even if not in this world, allow our voices to be heard from on high as we pour out our praise and our thanksgiving towards you. Continue to enlighten our minds and our hearts with your grace and your love and your abiding peace. May Almighty God bless you all, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. What a wonderful sending forth for us. And we look forward to the rest of this day. And thank you all for being a part of the Real Presence Radio Network. God bless you all.
This has been a special broadcast of Real Presence Live, coming to you from Catholics at the Capitol in St. Paul, Minnesota, only on the RPR Network. Be sure to tune in this afternoon from 1 to 3 p.m. Central as we feature interviews with your local Minnesota bishops, continuing our special coverage. Hear the encore of our special morning broadcast on Saturday from 6 to 7 a.m., the encore of today's Real Presence Live from 7 to 9, and the encore of the upcoming afternoon broadcast from 9 to 11. Beginning Monday, you can get the podcast anytime, day or night, at yourcatholicradiostation.com or on the Real Presence Radio app. Remember, you can also be a part of the conversation through our Facebook page, Real Presence Live, local, engaging, and live from Catholics at the Capitol on the Real Presence Radio Network.